101.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Recently, I've told you about this guy, Mr. DeJoy, who's the new head of the U.S. Postal Service. The guy's making a mess. I mean, he really is just creating all sorts of problems. But the issues that he's creating with voting by mail this November are not the only ones that we're facing on Election Day. There's a much bigger one right here in our local communities. Election officials from coast to coast are beginning to meet with their teams to prep for November 3rd, and they're starting to report that they will probably have a severe shortage of staff to work the polling places on Election Day because the older generations, the people who tend to make up like 70% of those teams, are very hesitant to be out in public with this virus still lurking around. And that's completely understandable. At least they're telling their town managers now and not waiting until 5 a.m. on November 3rd and not showing up. This, in fact, was already a big problem back in 2016, long before we had this pandemic going on. And a lot of towns are now begging for people to help out on Election Day, especially younger people, even high school and college kids. Did you know that it's a paid job? Typically for much more than minimum wage, and it's not hard work. So maybe you or a younger person you know in your family should look into helping out the election committee in your town this year, because they need people badly.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.